Chapter 1. Personal rights that lay the foundation for mutual understanding and respect between parents and children. When I was growing up, it seemed like the only people in my family with rights were my parents. So it was no wonder that when I became a parent, I automatically assumed that I would be at the top of the pecking order with all of the rights I needed to back me up. To be perfectly honest, after a lifetime of being bossed around, I was sort of excited about finally getting to be the boss. But then my bubble was exploded into bits and pieces when, during a mandatory parenting class sponsored by my children's preschool, I was introduced to the concept of children having rights. One would have thought that with all of the schooling I had under my belt at the time, a lot of which included education classes, I would have encountered that concept along the way, but before then, I hadn't. So there I was, thinking to myself, you mean that my two strong-willed kids are entitled to even more power in the relationship than they already have? Needless to say, I was a little wary of that possibility. Fortunately, the teacher could sense that the subject was making me feel uncomfortable, or more accurately, terrified. And she immediately clarified that parents have the same rights as children. When I finally got my head around that concept, I began to appreciate how really amazing that reality could be. Indeed, I realized that it could be the perfect foundation for perfectly balanced relationships. My slightly compulsive nature left me a bit frustrated when I did not walk away from that particular class with a definitive list of parent-child rights. To the best of my teacher's knowledge, none existed. So I rounded up every book I could find on human rights and learned everything I could about them. Later, I wrote two books for children on the subject. The first was Every Kid's Guide to Understanding Rights and Responsibilities, which was part of a series called Living Skills. And the second was Mine and Yours, Human Rights for Kids, a book for the Amnesty International and the United Nations based on the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Later, I converted Mine and Yours into a Kids for Global Peace comic book featuring characters I created called the Junk Room Band. Since these books are my best attempt at explaining parent-child rights in the simplest, easy-to-understand terms possible, I'm going to include several excerpts from them in this book. I think you will find that the excerpts can be very helpful as they can provide actual dialogue that you can share with your kids that leaves little room for misinterpretation. Meanwhile, as a result of researching and writing the three books, I think that I have some pretty compelling information to share with you regarding parent-child rights. Believe me, it's going to come in handy at every stage of your child's life, especially the stage in which they begin to confuse expressing their individualism with being disrespectful. But before we consider each specific right, there are 12 of them, let's talk about parent-child rights in general. The dictionary definition of a right is that to which a person has a just claim, any power or privilege that belongs to a person by law, nature, or tradition. Just as I did when my kids were little, parents can often make the mistake of thinking that children under the age of 12 have no rights. Others might believe that rights are not acquired until the age of 18 or 21, when children legally become adults. In reality, every person, no matter what is his or her race, nationality, religion, creed, sex, or age, was born with rights. However, because of their size and inability to defend themselves, children are often unfairly deprived of their rights. When they get old enough to react, the struggle between parent and child begins and intensifies with each passing day. This struggle is evidenced by an increase in angry outbursts such as tantrums, intense parent-child arguments that usually remain unresolved, escalating resistance to cooperating with parental wishes or demands. As these behaviors escalate, parents can feel angry, out of control, and fearful. Most parents and child survive this struggle, but not without a great deal of pain. Frequently, a child's conscious or unconscious efforts to retain and assert his or her rights are perceived as rebellion. Unfortunately, most parents have been led to believe that such rebellion is an inevitable part of their child's growth and development. However, when children's rights are sincerely acknowledged and respected, the need for a child to rebel can be greatly diminished. The wonderful thing about human rights is that everyone is entitled to them, even parents. Secure parents do not have a problem with retaining and asserting their rights. On the other hand, insecure parents are quick to relinquish their rights. Somehow, these parents think that suppressing their rights in deference to their children is unselfish and thus honorable. This could not be farther from the truth because the most successful relationships, including parent-child relationships, are those in which each person retains and asserts his or her rights while allowing the other person to do the same.